Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I'm often asked what I see as the major trends happening in sales, or what's my prediction for the future. And here's what I've been thinking about a lot for the last few months. And that is the future of buying, and therefore the future of selling, is all in consumerization. In the past, we used to have a very clear distinction between business-to-business sales and business-to-consumer sales. And all that is going away towards what I'm going to start calling B2All. In other words, the way you sell in your own business is going to be the way you sell, whether it's to a consumer or a business. And that's because consumeristic ways of buying are starting to dominate. In fact, the way people buy a pair of jeans or a pair of shoes or a car are the same ways that they're buying high-end computer equipment or multi-million dollar ERPs or aircraft maintenance equipment. Consumer buying practices are starting to dominate business-to-business sales, hence my term, B2All. So why is this happening? There are four major elements that are directing your sales right now, and they're going to continue to dominate the way your clients are buying, and they are technology. The fact is that everybody wants access to everything on any device. They're using their laptops, they're using their desktops, but they're using their iPads, their Blackberries, their smartphones, their tablets, and they're using them at work and at home. As a result, some of the research that they're doing is on their personal time, but it's driving their buying decisions. The way they want to receive the information needs to be on any device, at any time, in all formats. And that is how they want their information for both the business and the consumer side of all of their buying decisions. Number two, demographics. Let's face it, one thing you can't argue with is that your buyers are getting younger. As younger people start coming into the workforce and start being in positions of decision-making capacity, they will demand information be formatted and accessible on the devices that they're used to, in the formats that they're used to. And this is a generation that is used to making decisions online. Again, the same way that they're searching for their favorite pair of jeans on the weekend is the same way that they're going to be searching for that multi-million dollar ERP, because that's the way they make the decisions. Number three, economics. This is the sharing economy, and people are sharing information on all platforms. They're sharing information online and offline. And again, this sharing economy drives the consumerization of sales, because now more than ever, what people are saying about you publicly is going to drive the buyer's decision to do business with you or not. And number four, thinking. This is a collaborative environment. People are not making decisions in isolation. They're making decisions in groups. You could call it collaborative or communities, but these communities online and offline are driving decision-making, which is a trend that we see directly from the consumer business. If you think about it, many consumer decisions are based on what the greater community is pushing individuals to do. There's a peer pressure, let's call it, and we tend to buy things that our friends, our family, our community are buying. And that trend is moving strongly into the business community, and we will start to see more and more decisions being made based on this collaborative decision making. And the change for us as business-to-business sellers is we have to recognize that that collaboration doesn't come from just inside the committee, inside the company, but it's going to come from the broader community. So technology, demographics, economics, and thinking. These are the four major core elements that are driving the future of sales and moving it away from a segmented business-to-business and business-to-consumer sale into a B2All.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.